Ah, t'as déjà ton arc.
Ouais.
Ok, bah, je vais mettre ça.
Ah, j'ai déjà le laptop parce que je pensais.
Oui, non, non, mais c'est bien de
quelque chose. Mais si tu veux l'utiliser après.
Ah non, 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 je ne marche pas. On est censé arriver dans la salle. Oh, yes, il y a ce poste.
Is about the shot detection.
Okay.
So you have applied the shot detector to some of the scenes in this video, or at least one. And so we can basically maybe just comment on this, maybe quickly remind what the shot detector is, how the shot detector is working. Basically, we may be even able to give you some reference. I mean, your report, it should be described there.
Yeah, I have, actually, yeah, you can see the report here, and the demo. And the goal of this meeting is to present the video shot detector to...
To Olivier.
Olivier.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, it was my project during my internship at IDIAP, under the supervision of Jean-Marc. And as you saw in the email, I sent. I didn't send this video. Is a new one. I just processed from your images.
Ah, okay, yes,
yeah. But let's start by the video from Friday. Okay. Demo one.
By the way, I was going to ask. I had seen the video. You did a downsampling of the video, right? I mean, for browsing, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So this was... okay.
So this is a hierarchy code normally. So you have scenes and shots.
Yeah, okay. On the left you have different scenes, but...
okay. This is
so cool. For instance, we could probably, you know, like group all the initial ones. To one scene, and maybe after when there's something inside, it's
okay.
So this detector detected 30 shots, and if you click on a plus button, you can expand it and see the keyframes that are in fact 5 extracted frames from the shot.
Okay.
But I think as it is, it's extracted without using subshots. It's simply 5 downsampling.
Okay.
So we can see the video actually, the entire video, and open with your player. I hope it will work. So we don't have the sound, and it won't be grabbed, the video won't. I don't know if... okay,
that's why I was asking that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not this that you process.
No.
Okay.
It's in real media, so it's very compressed.
So you can see that we have the shot at 18, then after 22, then after again. If we go down.
Okay.
We should
have 9 current reads and 10 current reads. 11, or 12, no, 11.
10.
This is 10 in the
yeah.
Yes, 10.
And then there is
this 11,
okay.
12, 14 seconds.
Okay.
On a manqué celui-là, c'est ça?
Yes.
Yeah.
And this one, yeah, it's
yeah,
a dissolve.
It's
a dissolve, so
okay.
It doesn't
detect. Is it a dissolve, or is it really
yeah.
Like... Is
when
a
I saw the with M player, it's a dissolve.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not standard memory. Because I would say most of the time, people didn't do memory. Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know if this one, if we see what's correctly. You see?
Yeah. This is the one I had seen. Yeah.
Yeah.
But as I said, I mean, even the motion detector, when it's black, there's not no structure.
But there is a moon.
Yeah, but you don't really estimate motion.
Okay, because there is no motion in fact between.
Well, there's no structure. There's no texture.
Yeah.
You want
okay.
To say
okay.
This is not so good for the motion. But for instance, of course, between the horse and the cube.
The cow.
The cows.
Yeah.
Maybe we could have detected things, but it's not even sure because you see the background is quite similar and. Not
yeah, maybe to explain, this method was using a simple distance between consecutive histograms,
okay.
And we didn't use motion features at all for that. That's why.
It's histogram, so you had
yeah.
Experience
yeah.
With it.
Yeah.
So it scrambles, so you can scramble the image,
okay.
And you get the same histogram.
Yeah.
So there's no structure.
Okay.
So of course, when you look at the horse and then you can see the cows, of course you have a black in the top and you have also maybe 80% of like green, which is not green there, but grass. You have stones and so there are of course some differences because on one hand you have horse but it's black. So you have more sky which is black on the right. So you don't care. So it's a global histogram. So.
Okay.
But it's when for this application I could imagine that it would work quite hard. And it's a threshold but still it's adaptive, right?
Yeah.
If I remember.
Yeah. With a sliding window.
Yeah. Okay.
Because of course if you just compute if you have to report. Because if you compute distance between the two histograms, I think this was Bhattacharya,
yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And so if you take these two with the Bhattacharya, then of course you should just do a threshold. When there is motion, you will see a lot of things changing. So
okay.
By using an adaptive threshold, if you see that there is a continuous change of the distance, you don't do a threshold. It's only if you have an identified peak,
okay.
Which is 50% or maybe two times higher than the next second value in the window, then you say it's a shot.
Yeah. I don't know if we want to make use the whiteboard or here it's it was it's in only the this
yeah.
Part about shot boundary detection is in French unfortunately, but this image shows the results using motion when you use the motion features, and here on the right is when using the histogram distance, and
okay.
the motion features can better show what's going on when there is such a difficult transition, while with the histogram it just shows that there is a short change at the end, but even for dissolves I don't have examples here, but there is not a strict transition.
Mm-hmm.
It's continuous
for
okay.
Dissolve. dissolve this
Anyway,
okay.
it's difficult, I mean, in general, because sometimes there are some dissolve. You could imagine they are part of the scene. And
yeah.
So, but of course, when you have cuts, you can see they are easy to detect, right? I mean,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, so with the motion, basically the motion tried to estimate what's the motion between two frames, right?
Okay.
The image is there, but after it's there, and it looks at how many points are well matched.
Okay.
So you can see that like somebody is speaking and so on. So before the before the shot, you can see that usually there are like 90% of the points at least,
mm.
right? There are some motion. So, but then after suddenly, if you go from one frame and you try to match all the points here. With like a translation
mm.
plus a zoom plus maybe some rotation,
mm.
you can't find anything well.
Mm.
So basically, you see that the number of points, maybe there are only 10% of the points you can match. Well.
Okay.
So it's easy to detect. And after you can see that indeed, because it's a long shot and it's almost like a flat plane, you can do a
yeah.
very good registration. So the number of points
okay.
is very high, and
we'll
the number of points
okay.
that are matching. And here, you basically here with the histogram. You can see it's very flat, but of course, if you go from this distance to this, which is essentially doing this big measure, which is here the guide two. I don't know whether this is what you implement is used.
No, no. Now it's well for the video you saw it was it's Bataschan.
It's Bataschan. Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, and you have maybe your image with an adaptive threshold. I think you have something
yeah.
like this. Kind.
And it's at the beginning. So there is the idea is having a sliding window.
Mm-hmm.
We have already all the data that is on the graph,
okay.
and then to detect the changes, we do a calculation. With points under this sliding window, within this sliding
mm.
window, and we calculate. So what do we do here? In fact, we want to detect that these points in the middle is higher than
alpha times the maximum of
the
other ones.
Exactly.
Of the other ones. So the, of course, if it's you are not a maximum, you are not going inside the window. You are not the max. Anyway, you are not going to be to be above alpha times the max of the others, right?
Okay.
Because alpha is zero.
But if you are in the maximum already, and at this point, we check simply if this value is alpha times the max of the other points. Let's say this point here.
Like for instance,
okay.
here I see
okay.
6, but I don't know whether this was for Bataschan or for Kai.
It may be for Kai it's
yeah.
6, but for Bataschan it's for the test
yeah,
I
yeah,
did
yeah.
it's 2.4.
2.4, yeah. So it's a bit less because the amplitude is much smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So you can. It was not so obvious, I mean, because the
no.
motion, I mean, it was in the shot we've seen, because especially with Kai 2 square, the amplitude is much bigger than with Bataschan,
yeah.
Right? You can see that it could go to 700, and
mm.
when it's there is nothing, it can be zero. But Bataschan is between 0 and 1, so we have not
okay.
so much amplitude. But still, in some of these videos, for instance, even if we're going to go now, if we want to go now for the kayak kids, I don't know. At some point he's targeting two kayaks and he's moving quite fast towards two other people. I don't know what happened there, if it was detected as a transition or...
In the first shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that it was detected
it
as
was
a shot.
As
yeah.
a shot, okay. I was wondering...
You want
yeah.
to see now? Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
But he didn't... Okay.
But here, for instance, you understand. So we can show this tomorrow to the people at
yeah,
the
okay.
Infinity's meeting. I mean, so...
Okay. We need to have a connection.
Yeah,
and
okay, yeah, we need
okay.
a connection, that's true.
Yeah. And we need a laptop, or you have yours?
Yeah, I can bring my laptop if necessary.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'll bring it. Okay.
Okay.
This is IDIAP laptop. So here, in fact, after 12, I don't know if it's, I think it's 12 frames.
Oh yeah, but normally there is a burning. If you, maybe you can play the shot. Or
yeah.
It's strange.
Oh yeah, maybe a burning.
Maybe you play, yeah, if you play the video. Well, at the beginning, I don't know what's happening.
Oh, there is no, I didn't,
you didn't generate the
real media.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's complicated.
But no, I mean, here I can see that it was detected as a single shot.
Yeah, here we can see that. Yeah.
Okay. I was, because here you can see that the motion here is, you know, he is doing a zoom on the two.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there is translation.
Yeah, and then he's doing quite a fast transition from this to another one.
Okay.
And I was wondering whether, so if you, well, though of course it's true that it's mainly water, so maybe the color is in the, but you know, as kayak is entering quite fast, I mean, you can have quite,
I can see, there is another program that
I can
see.
That it seems to be, how many shots do you have in the
end, it's, I think it's, there are five normally.
Yeah, the one is,
if we expand all.
So you did it
okay.
With what, by the way? It's with the images I gave you, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
The other one, I had problems converting the video into the links, and then so I used a program from software from Sebastian PPM
to regenerate an AVI file. Okay.
Yeah.
Because yeah, one thing maybe we'll talk about that is the library. It's it doesn't compile anymore on Debian machine. Some maybe some work has to be done on this. I don't know why this image doesn't appear. This is the frame that is extracted to be the shot keyframe here. This one is this one, the middle one. So I don't know why it doesn't appear, but it's just a simple problem in the get frame. But what I can show you now is a little program if you want to be very precise about. So it's get friends. Okay, CGI. And we were interested in around, what do you want? Around 6, 7 seconds?
Yeah, I mean, initially, I don't know why there is a shot detected.
Okay. Then next. Oh, here.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, yeah.
So
ah, okay.
There
so
are some burning.
Okay, so the 002 here is an image number.
Yeah, in fact, yeah,
in
that's why I said it's a frame number.
Ah,
I don't know why. It's
okay.
A frame number.
Okay, so then
this is the frame number. This is in second, but I kept the frame number.
So, but 00.12, c'est quoi? It's in seconds. Or
it's 12 frames, zero
okay.
Seconds.
Okay. Seconds plus. No.
And the next is 11 seconds
okay,
and
so
12 frames.
Okay, so what has been extracted is this point around the end. Okay,
yeah.
So this is normal. Okay.
Yeah. So if we do every second, the middle frame is this. Just it's another kind of browsing page, but to
okay.
Be more precise about to check maybe the this.
Okay, like transitions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, you go back to one frame around 160, for instance. I don't know. And there is.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Understand.
12. Okay. You see that there is a okay. It's not a shot change. It's a motion actually.
Yeah, it's motion. Yeah, it's not a
yeah,
but I was thinking that maybe it could have been.
Yeah.
But it's true that
yes.
It's mainly water when you're so it's
yeah,
it's not such a big. But yeah, sometimes I mean you can have very things. I mean you just think about action movie and things like this. And sometimes very difficult. So for cuts, usually there is no problem. People say this is a cut. This is not a cut. But like for dissolve. Even sometimes, you know, people may, people may have some trouble. I mean, saying this is a different,
yeah.
This is not.
Mm.
We should. This should be labeled as a transition or not. Some people will say, yeah, but it's part of the thing. Or, for instance, in like in also in advertising. Usually,
yeah.
Because the shots are very short in advertising,
yeah.
Usually
yeah.
It's very fast. And
yeah.
So sometimes, yeah, when you have an incrustation like last time, what should you say? It's a change of. But
when
yeah.
You have yeah, the goal results,
yeah.
Then yeah, in fact, it's not a short change.
Yeah. So sometimes very difficult. At least what I can see is that currently, like for Cinetis, for instance, if it's to do color correction, or for instance, if it's too black,
mm.
To have it whiter, I think this type of things should be fine.
Mm.
Because basically, even if they are not real shots, they are not so interested if it's not
yeah.
Real shots. Maybe after they have this, and then they say, okay, just by looking at least the summary, so maybe for the summary we could do better keyframe extraction, for instance. But by just looking at the keyframes and so on, they may say, okay, from this shot to this shot, we apply like specific color enhancement algorithm
yeah.
Or restoration algorithm or to improve the brightness and something like this, right? And
mm.
So I think for them, this is fine.
So this would
yeah.
be made manually, actually, when you say from this shot to this shot
mm.
Using a graphical user interface. Someone would do manually for each?
Well,
video.
Maybe after, I mean, they would, they would go directly and say, select the shots from here to here, and they would say, you apply this algorithm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, of course, we could try to make scene clustering and so on, but I'm not even sure that this
mm.
is necessary for them at this point, because if they have a 6-minute movie, if they have
yeah.
30 shots
mm.
for them, it might be easier to look at from here to here
yeah.
And apply this. And they can do it quite quickly, and they have to do it anyway, because what's going to take time might be to select the type of restoration algorithm or
oh,
the type
okay.
of thing. So this might take more time
yeah.
than
yeah.
having to click 2 times on 2 shots
okay.
rather than having directly a scene. Right? So I think for them, this type of things is going to be useful, at least for this task.
Okay.
If they want to do stabilization, it might not be sure that
mm.
This is the right segmentation
mm.
for some of these things. So, but this is another point. Right? For motion stabilization, as I said several times, we are not we did not commit to provide anything. But of course, if we have the right things, we'll do it. But so, do you have more questions or
no.
Do you have?
I have looked at the demo film, and it's about 40 minutes, and about 173 different shots. So
this is the one in the DVD.
Yeah.
Maybe we can see a little bit if you want. Play.
Yes. And I don't know if this is a real sample DVD, because this will make about 5 seconds for each shot. So I think it's very short.
Well, no, it's okay.
Well, I just,
no.
I think
if this is to make a change in the color, light, and they have a lot of shots.
Yeah, but after, I mean, it might be more like a guy. In an interface, a guy interface,
yeah,
where
okay.
I mean, if they can select from shot 1 to
ah,
7,
okay. Yeah, okay.
This is the same thing. They may do the grouping by themselves, but by looking at this, it may take
okay,
less than 1 minute.
And
I think it's, anyway, if it's too summarized after, they may want to go inside to see whether there's no special things. I mean, so.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
after it depends. I mean, if you give only 1 keyframe per shot, after I mean it's 170 images. It's quite
mm.
fast, right? And so I think the hierarchical thing is good, because still you can check if you have some ambiguities or not. Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
In fact, I didn't understand that, but now I understand better that Cinetis wants this kind of method to help them
yeah.
to restore
yeah.
and to
yeah.
apply
yeah.
the
yeah.
algorithm
yes.
some algorithms
yeah.
to. to make a better movie. Okay,
yeah.
It's not for the client, for the user who will
well,
maybe.
Ultimately,
oh.
I think this is a
maybe
type of thing.
Okay.
But at this point, we
but, okay.
Yeah, I hope that if it's a big success, they will ask EDF to provide something like this, of course,
okay.
Some money. At least to pay a student or somebody for
mm-hmm.
doing it, but yeah, of course, this was ultimately, I think, one way of if you could provide like chapters or something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, you could provide like the API to the clients, and you may ask for special services or and even to just to watch a movie to have direct access
mm-hmm.
to different parts and so
mm-hmm.
on. But it's
yeah.
I mean, this labeling might be more easy to do for the client by the client because he knows what's there.
Okay.
He wants to have this and this. And
okay.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So
because he did the movie, so he wants to, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
To organize.
Yeah,
to
organize
to,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, I mean, this. But
this
of,
is yeah.
But of course, it might be easy to do a very simple software, which would allow the user to select just the shots and give names,
mm-hmm.
and after it would generate automatically some index.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I suppose
mm-hmm.
the client might be interested in
yeah.
such
mm-hmm.
things if
okay.
you could generate automatically on the DVD. But for, and you could imagine that before sending him the DVD, you could allow him to watch this type of interface,
mm-hmm.
and he would be able to do the selection, say this is this,
mm-hmm.
this is this, this is it, and when he would receive the
yeah.
DVD,
yeah.
he would indeed get already the chapters that he decided to put there.
And this could be done by through internet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think this may, it's good that this is a demo like this because I'm sure that they might be interested in it because
yeah.
I imagine that
from the client point of view and from the preparation
yeah.
of
yeah.
the
yeah.
movie
yeah.
and DVD. Mm.
Yeah. So I think this is a very good one. This is a kind of service, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
where they keep it for free. And,
we had an award here, or what?
Sorry?
But you see that sometimes even here it's a bit like, for instance, if people would like to have like some motion compensation,
yeah.
you could be proposed. But for instance, here it would be problematic. Motion. So here it's fine to be motion compensation. Stabilization. But for instance here it's là tu l'entends jouer deux ou trois fois non 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 c'est vraiment comme ça faisait
I think they make some
effects
special effects
okay.
in this DVD. There is two or three times you
if
see
menu, something?
You see the same kind of scene, just two or three seconds.
Okay, so maybe like here, for instance, they just
yeah.
reproduce the kind.
Do you know what this is? No, what menu? There is no menu in
the
No,
there is no menu.
Okay.
So it's just one chapter, and no menu.
Okay. So this is the same video, the AVI number
yeah,
one.
Yes, yes.
And on the on the DVD, I saw that there are some other stuff. I don't know. This one.
I think in the video there's two videos. One is the real video, and the other is just introduction when you have the menu.
Okay.
This video is about 4 minutes, 5 minutes, right?
No, it's 13 minutes.
Oh, okay, so this is not the one that I've been.
No, but yes, this is the same. But there was a problem when I have to the grab from the DVD to the files.
Okay.
So this is why they have
okay.
make two files.
Okay.
But now I have one file also on the,
okay.
so you can
one
process two. Again one time.
Okay.
It's real time, right? I mean, the processing.
Yeah, almost. I would maybe less, a bit less than, a bit more than real time.
A
maybe.
Bit more than real time.
I will have to check, but if it's
yeah.
5 minute videos, it's like done quickly.
Yeah, normally, it could go faster. But probably it's probable that even for the project, you will do some of the reprogramming.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Especially if we need to interface new components.
OpenCV.
Yeah, or for just reading, I mean, the DVX and things like this. So tomorrow, anyway, for this we don't know exactly yet, because it's what they want to, what they use as tools for reading DVD and so on.
Yes.
So, and because I don't think this is so difficult. Now, you have you already looked at the histograms and the possible computing instances and so on. So if we want to do a special thing that probably runs fast, it may be easier to do it directly. And, but yeah, the interface is very. So the interface uses the output of your program.
So I will use the whiteboard.
So in fact, yeah, the interface is quite simple to use. For instance, you see on the URL I put. Okay, I just there is mmm.vidya.ch/gi/bing/video/browser. Okay, slash video browser three frames .html, and then this CGI program has the parameter video name equals cinetics, okay, demo one. In fact, I just explained how to put the data on MMM, but it's quite simple. When you log into MMM with a SSH, for instance, so you just put, it's working on this MMM data, video browser, and then this is the name of the new directory you will create. And there stands, there is a couple of things. It's this name, so I would say this is video name. So video name dot AVI. Just because we need the AVI so that we can we can do the get frame, but otherwise it's not necessary.
You need to generate
these images, right? Okay,
yeah, and this is this is done on the fly with get frame.
Okay, yeah.
So you need that.
Okay,
you need the XML, so it's video name, and I could data with XML, but in fact it's just a simple convention. I could have put nothing, but I just put data. It's a convention, data, and then video name, it's rm9.rm,
okay.
But in fact, I think now we could have only with the extension you can see.
But the name of the video file is video name.
The name is now
it's the same as the
directory.
Yeah,
it's the same as the directory.
Okay.
Video name,
okay.
So, but it's the same as the directory. And that's it actually. When you do that, I did the same for Kayak. You say Kayak, in fact now it's Kayak.
Okay.
And then we can see. And this output, this output, this file is an output from the software, the shot boundary detection software.
Okay.
And it's a simple format, I suppose, like.
It's a very simple format.
Like you have seen shots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some timestamps.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you.
It's yeah. It's video scene shot. It's hierarchical, so in XML and keyframe timestamp.
Yeah. Okay.
And from the timestamp and the video location, he knows how to get the frame, each of
okay.
these frames.
Mm.
And if we do, in fact, I don't
okay.
know, it's Mozilla Firefox, we page
two. So every.
Okay.
Every frame on the page is online.
And every frame is stored into
is a
backup. In fact, every frame, it's MMM who manages this automatically.
Okay.
So that when you ask for this frame, in fact, we can. Okay, I just view from source. When I view image, when I say view image. When
yeah.
I say view image on this frame,
yes.
Oh, we go there.
Okay.
And this is in fact, it's a Perl program that
okay.
outputs, instead of outputting
okay.
HTML or text, it outputs JPEG.
Okay, I understand.
From the video,
yes, okay.
with a timestamp, it outputs a JPEG.
Okay, but on the,
nice.
on the server, the original is a video film.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this image is output.
So, for example, you can change the number
yeah,
here
exactly,
to
yeah.
take.
Yeah. That's what I did.
Okay. Okay, I understand.
Here.
In the other.
Yeah, the application. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
And who has
yeah,
the right
in this one? Okay.
Who has the right to put data on the MMM?
There are yeah the MMM developers, so I'm part of that.
Okay.
But we could
yeah, I think it's not a problem.
Yeah, okay. It's not a problem.
Mm.
I wanted to see to do something else.
Okay.
Oh yeah, and the images are sent to your browser, the client,
yeah.
his browser, but also kept in a directory. In on
okay,
MMM.
Okay, there is a local cache.
Exactly, a cache.
Okay.
I say backup, but it's a cache.
Okay, okay.
Okay. That's how it works.
So, if we, for example, now we have the case that this video is not correct because I have made a wrong grabbing. So, we need to remove the cache for this video, or this is
no,
automatic?
No, it's okay. For the cache, we have plenty of space on MMM.
Yeah.
So this is not a problem.
Yeah, but what I mean is,
if I
put the same video with the same
yeah,
name,
exactly, yeah.
instead of this one,
and it detects again.
The shoot are
yeah.
different.
So you go inside the get frame function, you see where.
Ah, okay. We need to remove them.
And then there is a special naming convention.
Yeah,
and you
okay.
can remove the.
Okay, I understand. Okay.
It's, yeah. It's
yeah, true. It's not a real usage.
No.
Okay.
Because there
okay.
it's in cache.
Yes, I understand.
So that
okay.
if I put another video with the same name.
Ah, okay, yeah.
They
yeah.
will happen again. They will appear.
Yes,
yeah,
because this one was.
If you have the same decomposition.
Yeah. This
yeah.
one
if
was.
If you have
yeah.
the same decomposition.
Yeah. But
yeah.
it may happen that for 90% of the frame it's different, so you see it's fine, but suddenly you have one other frame, you don't know what it is,
yeah.
where it comes from.
Okay,
yeah,
it's okay.
No,
it's
we
okay.
don't have such many videos.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you put yeah in another directory, and then.
Yeah.
Or a new naming convention with a special code.
Oh, you mean back because it's the MMM cache?
Yeah, MMM
okay.
cache.
So this means that when it's done, if I go on my computer and I do the same, it's not going to enter in my cache, but it's going to be already there.
Yeah,
on the MMM.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it
so
can
it's
go
it's
in
so
the
it's
browser
not done
cache.
On so it's not done online.
The first time is done
the first
online.
Time, yeah, but after it's.
Yeah, you can
okay.
see here. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
The first time.
I thought it was everything was generated on the file. So
you know, you see that here it's it was cached because I already
yeah.
pressed preview, but now it's on the fly.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's,
it's quick. But okay.
Yes.
Okay. So if you come back now.
And then if you come. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because.
Okay, but Now
The images
you
are
have
already
both cache.
generated.
Yeah, okay.
And maybe they are on the cache of this
Yes, computer
browser,
too.
this
Yes,
computer.
too. Yeah. But
So,
okay.
okay.
But it's
That's why
fast.
it was used with yeah, Sébastien did the C function,
Okay.
and the Perl is calling this C executable.
Yeah, understand.
And it was used with MM server with Pierre at the beginning.
Okay. Okay. Just a question on the organization of the MMM. So you don't have a part for a specific project. Every, for example, if we make a lot of film for Cinetis, all are on the top. I mean, all the film are.
Of the
You
movie,
don't have a
yeah.
separation for the film, for Cinetis, or for other project, and
In fact,
where you say video main equal,
we could,
all are on the same
okay,
level.
all these GraphQL user interface that you see.
So could you say
Okay.
video name equals
In fact,
Cinetis slash something?
okay.
Or
Yes.
not?
Yes,
Okay.
we could do that.
Okay.
We could put Cinetis slash here and then Cinetis slash.
Okay.
This, yeah, it
Okay.
works.
You think
Okay.
it could work? Okay.
But the point is, this interface is, I think, 6 or 7 files only.
Yeah,
XML,
okay.
well, it's Perl CGI that output XML and XSL. So it's not a big deal
Okay. To make.
to make a new, like, Cinetis browser or
Okay. If
video
we need to make
browser.
some special thing on the
Yeah,
browser, it's it.
we copy all the files, and there is just one parameter, one string
Okay.
that we need to know where this data is, and we could create MMM data, video browser, Cinetis, or
Yeah,
something
okay.
else.
It's okay.
It's quite extensible
Okay.
and useful.
Even if you would change the CGI, for instance, let's
Yeah.
assume that we say we don't do any scene thing,
Okay.
then we
Yeah,
could add
exactly.
that, for instance, those things.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking that here I see that you have online video structure correction, which means
Yeah,
that.
but it's not, it was, this is working to expand all,
Yeah.
but this is
Work in progress.
wishable
Yeah, to do list or
function.
something.
Okay.
Online video annotation and video structure correction. But
Okay.
it's not easy on the web. On
Yeah.
the web with HTML pages to do such
Input.
corrections like video structure corrections, for instance.
Okay.
For that, you need it's possible maybe on interfaces like Flash or Java, but
Yeah.
still there is
Yeah,
that
mainly
was
the
more work and without
web page are
thinking.
for
But
output.
yeah, it's a good point.
Then
Yeah.
without thinking if it's there, I wonder if it is hidden.
Yeah.
Going to the
Okay.
that. Yeah.
And all these files are only internal. This mean if I go on the Cinetis
No, from outside we
from
can access
outside of
them.
IDAP we can access this
Yeah, from home I was able to access them.
with a password or
No.
Well, we can check for instance, for TSR videos, Alessandro
Yeah.
asked me to do the same thing,
Yeah.
and we had like a password convention.
Okay,
Okay.
yes,
So
okay.
this is possible to make
Okay.
for these videos.
Nobody.
It's
I'm
not
sure it has been downloaded several times, and people
Yeah.
or some lawyers that have
Well,
been.
it,
No.
yeah, it, there is no password protection for these
But
videos.
yeah.
Maybe what I say are very
Yeah, okay.
biased. But if yeah, it's demo, and
Yeah,
one
okay.
can say you have to guess the name
Yes,
to.
yeah, okay. Okay.
No, but yeah, it's good to.
Yeah, a good point about password protection issues
Yeah,
Yeah,
and privacy issues.
yeah, it might be good indeed if we start in the beginning some experiments like this to have a password.
Okay. Yeah, all the framework is ready with a TSR values.
Yeah, I understand.
Usually what we do sometimes, okay, just to say something about password protections sometimes. Instead of having a purely secure directory, we put a code number like so that it's quite impossible to guess. Instead of being a name equals kayak, then we would have 0675 or and then this directory from outside we have to take care that. Okay, not only the video name, this URL is not accessible, but also we should take care that, in fact, MMM, it's in MMM Data Video Browser, and this is accessible from outside. We should take care that this directory, or in fact, this directory is not listable. You cannot list from outside with FTP or HTTP. Simple things with privacy issues, but there are some methods and everything. It's possible to make things private. I don't know if you want to add anything, but I would say that for the C code, I just would like to stress something is that if you want to use the new versions, etc., I think we need to go a little bit through the code, and I would be happy to help to, for instance, the classes with video structure, etc. And
It was done indeed to be more general than just to do the shot detection, so that's why the code is a bit more complex, I think, currently.
The code is based on OpenCV and Torch.
In fact, it's not, there is no torch. It was called VisionLib to read, to extract one frame, each frame of a video. So it was from Sébastien. It was in the torch library, but it's nothing to do with torch. And it's using OpenCV and some classes from Jean-Marc for
Batashaya, okay, and
etc.
so on.
Ah, okay,
Okay,
yeah,
in
it was
processing.
the same ones as the one you saw in closing, yeah.
So we can forget Tosh and use
We can forget
the input
Tosh.
reader for the MPEG. We can re use OpenCV.
Definitely.
Thanks.
La foire du Valais,
Non, c'est le garage, la voiture. It's 4:30, so we did 1 hour.
I think
it's
good.
Good.
Yeah,
it's good.
Just if you want,
Yeah.
this is the parameters of the C program,
Yeah.
but usage, video in,
Yes.
The output
Output.
file XML, output file dist, it's the distance between each histogram, so that if the XML you feel there is not enough shots, you can, instead of reprocessing the video, you reprocess this file.
Okay, that's cool.
And also some other stuff. For instance, the alpha threshold we talked about is set to 2.4, and so the seek first, that's the step we always use one, and it should be one because otherwise it's step between consecutive frames.
You can skip some frames.
But it doesn't. It's better to keep it
Yeah,
one.
otherwise after, I mean, if there is a shot, you don't know between, because you dropped one frame, you don't know where the shot
So detection latency is about it's half of the window,
is.
sliding window. See? Option for keyframe insertion again. Sub-threshold, leave it to one.
Okay, it's perfect.
Maybe I will give you this file in the. It's a kind of README. I'm just preparing this. nice discussion. I'm quite happy to do that because it's good when you do something that there is someone using it.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know. I hope they will be happy with
at least here with the interface. It's quite funny to see that quickly you can do something if the video is 10 minutes, in 30 minutes.
You have the browser.
A lot of things to change.
Mm.
Or even it can do it. It can. We can do it quite automatically.
Yes,
it can be done. Yeah.
So just last question, really.
Yeah.
So this makes the XML file. Okay, this is the program to generating the XML file and the shot.
Yeah.
And with the kayak, you have one problem. You don't have the real media. So this is another thing.
Oh yeah.
How do you generate the real media? Yeah.
So the real media is a parallel thing that from the AVI you convert it into real media, and it is done on Windows.
Okay. So you have some special tools from real media.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is the free one is okay. You can use the free. We have a license here at IDEA, but if you want to pay, you pay for options such as resize or cropping. But in fact, maybe we don't need that. And it's called the Helix producer.
Okay, the Helix.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, Helix producer. And that's
okay.
But
anyway, you need to have Windows to make this.
Yes.
So I will ask you or someone else. Okay. Okay, I understand. Okay. But this is made by a program done outside IDEA. Okay.
Well,
this is
you can buy or you can order.
Yes,
or
right, okay. This is not a IDEA program.
No,
okay.
No,
okay.
The real media. And you didn't see, but the real media is called via a real server, so it's RTSP the connection, and it's streaming video streaming, so it's not HTTP, so that it can play smoothly. But we are still investigating for other video formats because it's not supported, for instance, in Java, Java applications, etc.
Oh yeah, you mean the Java framework, what Mike presented?
Yeah.
You cannot play
real media.
Okay.
So there are many issues about that.
Okay.
It's another problem.
Yeah. Okay, so I think this was good to see the tool.
Thank you.
Tomorrow we are going to we see most of the things, but shorter, I believe, right?
I think for test, I can take the real demo and make
the full
processing.
Yeah,
so I will.
To see tomorrow. Also, maybe they will say, 170 shots, or it's a lot, but at this point, we don't. There's nothing we can do unless they know what they want to do with it.
Okay.
Yeah, there are other things such as video structuring, but it's other level. It's quite.
But I think it's going to be very good for them to visualize how you can organize things and maybe what they can do, how they. And so this is important.
Yeah, last thing, this is the kind of XML that is outputted. So it's the structure is such as video segmentation with a video scene. And then for each shot,
we have some
information. Well, this is the terms from MPEG 7 convention, but anyway, shot, begin, and end, the shot keyframe that is the middle here.
Okay. And in this.
Shot.
In this, the begin and end, the number is, for example, the end is 0.12. 12 is
12 frames.
This frame 2 here. Okay.
And in fact, that's what I output.
Okay. Okay.
On the interface.
Okay.
And there is only one subshot because,
Okay.
Yeah, there was problems with detecting the subshots as well. Not with this one, but yeah, I tried to code some stuff, but I'm not so confident in the way it is.
Yeah, like for instance, if we need to find subshots, usually, for instance, it's better to have the whole shot to decide on how to build the subshots. But it shows that maybe if you store all the distances, the distances, we could do some basic stuff.
But
okay.
Even we should, for instance, for the videos, for the spectral clustering, here I store the distance between consecutive histograms.
Okay.
But we could store the matrix. And then,
Okay.
I think there are many possible things with spectral clustering.
Just what?
With the, with there is one parameter that is really. I can't remember. What is the parameter?
The eigengap, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you mean the Bataschian distance?
No. The eigengap to find the good number of clusters is so sensitive. It's a bit later in the report.
Okay.
Anytime, I would be happy to.
It's okay.
Everything is stored here. Okay.
I suppose.